Good morning, Gina. This is Garrett West, pastor of First Baptist Gina, and this morning we continue exploring the question, who is Jesus? Currently, we're walking through key moments in his life and earthly ministry, focusing now on the parables of Jesus. Each of these parables gives us a different glimpse of the kingdom of heaven, which is a major theme in his ministry. Now, there's about 38 parables that are generally agreed upon to be parables of Jesus in the gospel accounts. Most of these are explicitly called parables. A few aren't, but are either situated right next to another parable, or are so obviously parabolic that most Christians just generally consider it one of Jesus' parables. Well, over the next several weeks, we're going to go through these. Some days we may combine smaller parables that make the same point. Some days we may focus on one larger parable over several days. But by the end of our study of Jesus' parables, I hope that you're going to have a much better grasp on what the kingdom of God actually is and whether or not you're actually one of its citizens. We're going to start our study of the parables with one of Jesus' most famous parables, the parable of the sower. This is in Matthew 13, Mark 4, and Luke 8. Let me read it for us out of Matthew's gospel. A sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seeds fell along the path, and the birds came and devoured them. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they did not have much soil. Immediately they sprang up, since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched. And since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and produced grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. He who has ears, let him hear. Now, since this is our first parable, let me make a few general points, and then over the next several days, we'll come back to this parable and unpack it. Each element in this parable represents something. The sower, the seed, the path, the birds, the rocky ground, the soil, the plant, the grain, the thorns, the choking, the size of the crop. That's a lot of elements, right? One of the mistakes that we make is sometimes assuming that we know what each element represents. They seem pretty obvious sometimes, and we think that we know what Jesus is getting at, so we begin to assume. We have to be really careful not to do this, or else we might misinterpret Jesus' teaching. Sometimes we know another parable of Jesus and what those elements mean, and so we'll interpret the same elements in a different parable the same way. But this is very dangerous because they don't always mean the same thing. We're going to see this as we move forward. Fortunately for us, Jesus actually explains this parable to his disciples, and we have that explanation recorded in the Bible. So we're going to use this explanation to help us work through the parable starting next time. For today, I want to draw out a really important principle for us all as we read our Bibles. God determines what his word means, not us. There's a really popular approach to interpreting the Bible that's gaining a lot of steam. It's where the reader controls the meaning. We come to the Bible and ask the question, what does this mean to me? This shouldn't be our concern. It may apply to me in a number of ways, but it only means one thing for all people, not different things for different people. It means the same thing to everyone, and the author is the one who determines what that meaning is. So may we all, in our study of the Bible, come not asking, what does this mean to me? But requesting, God, would you teach me? I, your servant, am listening.